So you and I are both philosophically, I think, if I remember correctly, disciples of Bobby Kennedy's 1968 presidential
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the first time I worked in campaigns. I stuffed envelope.
campaign. And I grew up reading about that campaign. And one of the this phrase has stuck with me. One of the descriptions of the campaign was that Kennedy was represented a, I love this phrase, a liberalism without elitism and a populism without racism. And it feels to me like the Democratic Party has gotten so far away from that. Like it has become a party of elites. And that's why I'm intrigued by the Fetterman candidacy, because I think it is close to, am I on target here? Do you feel
Absolutely.
like
No. Everything that people hear, everything that blue collar voters, former Democrats, Reagan Democrats, people work with their hands, or news or new collar workers hear from Washington, from the Democratic Party, turns them off. Whether it's from AOC or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or the gerontocracy that's become the, the Democratic Party has become the Mormon Church, where gerontocracy. I mean, everybody's got to go away. With all due respect to Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, who say they want to run for president again, and Hillary, who wants to run for president again, everybody go away, retire, and let the new generation, come take over. But the some of the things that AOC says are great, but the arrogance and the elitism of the AOCs of the world. And, we're going to take statues of Lincoln down in Madison, Wisconsin, and we're going to rename schools in San Francisco from Lincoln. Are you serious? The guy didn't do enough. I mean, and look what happened in San Francisco, where they threw out the school board. They voted out the school board members who wanted to do that. But the this The way that Washington, the way that Washington talks to former Democrats, to the Democrats who live in Bucks County, okay, because Hillary only won Bucks County by 3,000 votes, where she won Delaware County by 30,000 votes. It's unbelievable, or more. She won it by 50,000. The way that and she and Hillary lost Northeast wards where Obama won all 69 wards in the city. It's unbelievable. Hillary lost wards, lost the 20, Biden lost the 26th ward, Ron Donatucci's ward in South Philly. We don't talk to working class Democrats, working class people like we used to.
And by the way, that includes Black working class
Oh,
people.
absolutely.
I mean, this is not this is my argument on Larry Krasner, right? Which is that 562 murders,
Murders.
those are mostly Black and brown bodies. Who
Right.
is protecting and
Larry
I'm
Krasner is a buffoon. He's an absolute. And listen, I can't, I know the head of one of the divisions there in the DA's office. And the office continues to be in disarray. Dozens and dozens of people have quit. I mean, it's like that guy just became the new DA of Manhattan. Puts out a statement, we're not going to prosecute these people. It's insane. I mean, people should not be in jail for an ounce of marijuana. Of course, none of that's, and people who've been wrongly convicted, you absolutely should have a unit to get these people out. But, this, the victims of violence are, it's young African American men killing young African American. It's fratricide. If this were happening in Lower Merion, the National Guard would be on every corner in Lower Merion, literally. And Krasner, I mean, Krasner's finally started to get the mess. If somebody real, Larry, had run against, with a real campaign, one-on-one, had run against Krasner in the Democratic primary last year, they could have beat them.
That's right. And to your, you're the genius message guy. It seems to me the message should have been, I'm the true progressive, right? To sort of co-opt progressivism against someone who claims to be a progressive, but who under his tenure progressive constituencies are suffering.
Right. Larry Krasner is not, you know, I mean, yes, I mean, it's his numbers among, if you had had a young, bright, tough African-American assistant DA or assistant U.S. attorney who had prosecuted people, but who was, quote, a liberal, they could have beaten Larry Krasner. But, you know, you had some guy run against him who ran a horrible campaign and still got, you know, close to 40% of the vote.
Yeah. You said something interesting that you don't talk to these guys after you get them elected. And I wonder if I wish you had, because I feel like after many candidates, not all, and I think Ed was a genius at messaging, but their messaging goes down a level after they're elected as opposed to during a campaign.
There's more. Well, then they have the real job of having to do the job. I mean, it's like, it's why in the end, I don't think Helen Gim is going to run for mayor. I mean, she's a wonderful gadfly and the city needs somebody like that. And she's terrific, but I'm not sure she wants to work, you know, make sure the trash is picked up